Well, I'm sitting in the, we're sitting in the sun down in Roscommon for the Lamb Festival. And we're sitting in the marquee, myself, John Tobin and Clive and all that. And this lady walked in the door with a beautiful, beautiful hat on. And so I just had to go over and have a chat with her. But look, and it ends up that she's a poet laureate. Sorry, it's from Texas.
That's right. That's right. How are you? I love this festival and this beautiful sunny Irish day.
Brilliant. And you were, tell us about
it. Well, my name is Carla K. Morton, and I was named Poet Laureate for Texas in 2010. And I travel not just Texas, but the United States and the world, bringing poetry to everyone.
And how is the festival going in Stokestown?
Oh, the Stokestown International Poetry Festival is wonderful. There's some amazing poets in this country, and I am in awe.
Yeah, well, I have a friend who is a guy that actually works on the radio station, Enter the Phone. His name is Shawnee Cain, and he came second in the poetry. It's only a young guy, maybe 15, 16 years of age.
Well, good for him. Poetry starts from the beginning. It starts with the lullabies, and it goes into something deeper and so beautiful. And I love a country that celebrates its poets.
Yeah, and you know, as we said, Stokestown is a, you know, we were classed as a small town in Ireland. And to have an international festival of poetry, it's just
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely, and it's a gorgeous town. And I was in a pub last night.
You were not? No, I don't believe that. A pub in Ireland, imagine.
Imagine. And it was Compton's Center Pub and bar. And I saw a woman walk in, and she had this beautiful wool shawl on. I said, "Where did you get it?" She said, "You must go to Roscommon tomorrow for the Lamb Festival." And I was here, and I'm taking one home. I'm taking a piece of Ireland home with me.
And you're also taking a piece of John Tobin's artwork.
John Tobin's artwork, this beautiful yellow rose of Texas, which is perfect for the song.
Yeah, and would you recite a poem for us?
Well, the one that's shortlisted, I don't have that by memory, but I can recite another one.
Yeah,
for you.
Of course, yeah.
So, I love the crows here. I love the big ravens and crows. And back in Texas, there's a tree that I go and sit in to watch the sunset. And a crow always comes. So this is where that poem comes from. And it's called Just Ask the Crow. Just ask the crow. The crow and I know the sanctity of sunset. We gather here whenever we can, he on the high branch, me on the low, hoping for just a few clouds to set the sky aglow with brilliant oranges and flaming pinks. Oh, the world spins faster than the modern man thinks, for when we still for just a moment and watch how fast the sun sinks, then we know how fleeting is the day. Just ask the crow. The crow and I know that these are the thin times between the worlds. The angels descend and the fairies rise up, and we all gather here to drink from the cup of magic, that sweet elixir few take the time to get to know. A few like me, the angels, the fairies, and the crow.
I'm transported. I won't look on the crowd the same way ever again. That is so, so nice.
Oh, thank
and we're,
you.
As I said, we're sitting in the square in Roscommon at a Lamb Festival, just at the coming from a poetry festival. It was so, so good to meet you.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you, too. I'm loving this area. And, you know, there's a little bit of this blood in me, and I felt it as soon as I got here. So it's very nice.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your words.
Oh, absolutely thank you.
Amazing.
It was so
amazing.
Lovely to chat with you.
Amazing. Anyway, this is, you never know. Always have your phone with you, because you
That's
never
exactly
know who you're
right.
going to meet. Anyway, it was lovely to meet you. Anyway,
lovely
how can people
you.
Get in touch with you?
Well, my website is www.kkmorton.com, and my name is Carla, K-A-R-L-A, middle initial K, Morton, M like Mary, O-R-T-O-N. And they can find me online.
So that's the Texas Poet?
I'm Texas Poet Laureate, yes.
Brilliant, absolutely, lovely to meet you. Now, all the noise that's happening around is just the festival going on.
I love this
the
festival.
Atmosphere.
Yes, it's a fantastic place.
And as I said, I'm glad you wore a hat, because when I saw you wear a hat, I said, I have to talk to that girl. Not only has she got a hat, but she's an amazing pair of boots as
oh,
well.
Oh, thank you. These boots have been resold
These
four
times.
These
boots are made for walking.
That's right. You know, it takes a while to find the right hat. It takes years to find the right hat.
Well, this hat here was designed
like
and made by a local girl called Katie Early.
I love it.
So,
I love
you know,
it.
And you see, in Ireland we don't. We have so much wind and rain and
right.
You know. You can't wear a hat like this.
I know. I have to have my strap on.
Yeah, you say you'd get away with a strap. Why wouldn't?
It's a girl thing. So nice to meet you.
You
so
too.
Nice to talk to you.
And have a great time.
Oh,
and thanks for coming to Ireland. Thanks for your words.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.